We are going on tour. The Glamorous Trash Podcast and my book tour have collabed, and we're coming to a city near you. Click the link in the show notes to get all of the deets. We're coming to New York City on June 4th. We are kicking off an event with Jon Stewart. No big deal. That's our very first show in New York City. Then we're coming to Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Seattle, Portland, and Los Angeles. So get your tickets now. We are doing three different events because, you know, I'm always doing the most. That's just on brand, right? First, there's a Glamorous Trash Party. It's the podcast meets the book tour meets Coachella, a live show featuring podcast segments, book segments, a very special guest. And of course, there's a runway walk at the end for people to show off their fits because the dress code to every event is obviously glamorous trash. We are also doing a Cookie Country Club. It's the anti-country club country club. And it's very dreamy. You get like a bunch of products. There's little events. And it's a more intimate event where you meet other cookies and listen to a book chat with what, me and another special guest. And then the final event, the Behind the Bangs Writing Workshop. I finally did it, put together this workshop because I wrote this book in many ways for younger me. And younger me would not have gotten off her couch unless there was also a workshop being taught. I wanted the gems. I wanted the knowledge. I wanted the education. That's what I would have wanted. So I've decided I'm doing it. And in the workshop is going to be the six writing gems that took me forever to learn. 15 years. In my 15-year career as a TV writer and author and blah, 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 all the other things I've written, there are six things that I always use. And all of those are in this workshop. So if you have an interest in writing, sign up. All the ticket links are live today. Click the show notes. Click my Instagram. We are coming to a city near you. And there's going to be some meet and greets. I'll sign some copies of books. We'll give out more books. And I have some pieces of merch that I'm taking on the road. And I'm going to give them out at the shows. Welcome to Celebrity Book Club. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a comedian, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And this is not a book episode. If you are looking for a book recap, click a different episode because this is the wedding recap episode. That's right, I'm going to recap my wedding. Now, I have been assured by hundreds of cookies on my Instagram that this is a wanted, requested, and desired entity. And I'm just trusting that that's true because if not, I am just some girl who is like oversharing about her wedding and is like, everyone should hear about my wedding. Truly would be a hell of mine. I'm a little bit worried this is the podcast equivalent of someone, like someone goes on vacation. You're like, how was your trip? And then the next thing you know, they're showing you like 19 out of focus photos of like some statue they saw. And you're like, no, stop. Maybe that is what this is, but I hope not. I'm doing it. It's been requested. It has also been actually really joyful to talk about the wedding and to recap it, which I've done on my Instagram. And I don't know, it's kind of just like imbued this day that meant a lot with even more meaning by talking about it. And I will say this, when I was planning the wedding, I was really looking for inspiration from other brides and other weddings. And sometimes it was really hard to find things that colored outside the lines as I wanted to do, but I would find it and I would take inspiration from other podcasts and Instagram things and Pinterest, all the stuff. So now I do want to kind of give back what was given to me and share my experience just in case it, I can help, I don't know, pay it forward or something. Now, I was approached by some blogs and some places to ask us to share our wedding, which was very nice, but also it just didn't feel right. It just felt like, I don't know, even though I like reading those things, I like reading about other people's weddings, we just didn't want to share it that way. It felt a little not intimate. That being said, I'm about to talk about it on a podcast, so it's not like I'm above it. But doing it this way makes me feel more like I am sharing this journey with the people who actually were along for the ride the whole time and really want to hear about this. But I don't want to feel like I'm just like shoving all this like very intimate stuff about something that mattered a lot to me into the world. So I have made this a Patreon episode. I went back and forth. I don't want to monetize my wedding, which like weirdly this kind of does, but I do want to make sure it feels special and protected because it means so much to me. So it's a Patreon episode. So it's for Patreon subscribers. It's for all the people who've written in and requested it. And you can easily get this episode. It's super easy. You just click the link in the show notes or go to patreon.com/ChelseaDevantes. Sign up for $5. You get the episode and then you get all the bonus episodes for the rest of time. Or sign up, get the episode and then peace out. It's all good. I don't care. But, you know, it helps me feel like I'm sharing with people who really love me and really love weddings. And so it's going to help me open up, which is why I decided to do that. So there are a ton of recaps on my Instagram, which go along with this podcast episode. Go to @ChelseaDevantes on Instagram. You can see all of the recaps I've already posted. And I'm going to post more for when this episode comes out. And before we launch into the recap, the last thing I'll say is do not let, if you are a bride-to-be or a husband, a bride, a whoever, if you've had a wedding, having a wedding, weddings can be so, so, so triggering. And sometimes I would listen to content where one time I was listening to a podcast and they made fun of like certain engagement rings. And I was like, oh no. And what ring should I have? And like, just don't let it hurt your feelings. And if I like make fun of something or I do something or I did something that doesn't like, you know, isn't your vibe, just know that like that is what it is to have a wedding and make sure to always follow your vibe, always follow what you want, and don't let me influence that. And hopefully this can just be enjoyable, fun, possibly inspirational for people planning weddings. I don't know. Okay, let's dive in. And it was like time, it was time. And in that moment, we realized that sort of that opening where you could look out onto the room also meant people could look up into the bridal suite. And so all the bridesmaids and my mom like stood up and like fanned out all their outfits. And you know, my mom had a cape on to cover this opening. And they led me downstairs and I didn't even realize this till later, but like it's my older brother like grabbing my hands and like leading me downstairs, which was like such an unplanned moment, but so, I don't know, just like one of those things you're just gonna like hold on to forever. And, but they brought me down too early. And so they were like, oh no, like if you stand here, like Yasser's about to come down because we basically had very elaborate entrances. So there was like kind of like a green room of everyone waiting to go on. So the wedding coordinator was like, quick, hurry, like hide in the other room while Yasser comes through. So I was put into this room that we had turned into something we called the Museum of Yasser and Chelsea. And for this room, I had just kind of gone through my phone throughout the 5 years we've been together and taken all these videos of us. Like we had everything. We had like times we made videos to like send to like my niece where we were singing. I had the time I like bet Yasser that he like couldn't throw me in the pool. I had us telling our engagement story. I had like jokey bit videos, just so many things. And I just put all these videos together. I removed the audio from them. And there was just like a 30-minute video that was being projected on this giant wall of us. And then in the room, in the rest of the museum room, I had all these like really beautiful moments from our relationship. Everything from like the very first photo we ever took together to like every Christmas, like we do like a dumb bit for like a Christmas card. Like we had all of those. I had like joke moments. I had real moments. We had them framed with these like little tiny gold plaques to like look like a museum where it would like explain the moment. We had the outfits we wore on our first date on mannequins. And then we had these pedestals that Yasser's mom found at Michael's for like 20 bucks each, these big white pedestals. And like one of them had like the first pair of shoes Yasser ever bought me because he's super into sneakers. And one of them had this like, Yasser made me like hundreds of cards throughout the years. And it was like a picture of all those cards together framed. And then another one was the first text ever exchanged between the two of us. And it's like hard to decipher the text. And then you could guess who had sent it first. And it was me. And so all that was in there. So I'm in this room of our relationship before I walked down the aisle. And it was like one of the most magical moments because I'm kind of just like in this room of us and I can hear the wedding start. So it started with Amazing Grace, which is a really important song in my life. And the officiant went out really slowly. But then we went into Yasser's song. And Yasser and his family were going down in a line and his groomsmen. And they were like dancing. And I could hear the crowd start to scream and cheer as if it was what we had planned, a marital concert and not a wedding. And I knew the song. I knew Yasser was dancing at that moment. And I was just like taking it all in, and it was really wild. And then, so we'd filled that room everyone was in with fog. And I had all these specific lighting changes for like every moment. It was really like a production. And then my brigade started. So I had my mom walking first with my godmother and my aunt behind her, and then my stepdad behind them throwing flowers over all of them. Their outfits were unreal. I'll put it on my Instagram if you want to see them, but they were all so wild. My aunt walked with a briefcase down the aisle to go with her trench coat dress. It was incredible. My flower girls were my two nieces, our officiant's daughter, and my nephew. And their dresses were like these kind of like giant tulle fairy dresses that had like huge flowers, like tons of flowers like pinned on top of them and around them. And my nephew had always wanted to dress as an astronaut. And that was really perfect because astronauts are like this kind of inside joke between us. And I didn't tell Yasser he was dressing like that. And so he was just going to like see this little astronaut come down the aisle. He had the helmet on. We had flowers coming out of his little astronaut backpack. And then I had all my bridesmaids come out. And it was all time to these like songs that the choir were singing. And I had them choreographed, so they were really like storming the aisle. And I had 10 bridesmaids. So they really like stormed down the aisle. And their arms were clasped like almost like in a prayer pose. And inside their hands were gold confetti, which once they got to the front and this part in the song hit, they threw the confetti. And then the song had this like huge buildup. The song is called Father Stretch. We had this remix of it that has this drum drop in it. So there's this huge like buildup. And this is actually one of the first specific things that was created for the wedding by Yasser. Like shortly after we got engaged, I was in our bedroom and he came and he said, I think you should walk down the aisle to this. That was just a little bonus teaser of the full episode. Are you mad? Are you mad at us? And you're like, why isn't this a full episode? I get it. If you love the podcast, become a member of our Patreon. You can do that by going to patreon.com/ChelseaVantes or just click the link in the show notes. When you become a member of the Patreon, you get one extra episode a month. It means a lot to us, and it's the reason why we can keep doing great books. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you for another episode if you go to the Patreon.